Hi, this is Dr. Elisha Van Dusen again with today's 3-Minute Health Talk. Today, we're going to talk about chlorine in pools and how you can protect yourself, precautions you can take to protect yourself from the effects of it. This is a very popular topic now in the summer because it's hot and a lot of us like to cool off in nice, cool swimming pools. Anyway, chlorine is there in the swimming pool to sanitize bacteria and keep the water clean. Also, what it does is it protects the pool from getting full of algae and from going green. And those are all important things, but they're things to keep in mind about chlorine too. It's actually toxic to our bodies. It absorbs into our skin, and too much exposure to chlorine has been linked to some major health problems, including reproductive disorders, birth defects, things like that. It can cause your skin and hair to dry out, and over time, too much exposure can also increase wrinkles. But here are some precautions you can take to protect yourself from chlorine exposure when you're swimming in swimming pools this summer. Number one, swim in an outdoor chlorinated pool. It's much safer than an indoor pool due to the fact that you don't have gases that accumulate from the chlorine into the air and that are held in there by the virtue of the fact that the pool is enclosed, is indoors. So outside, those gases just evaporate and go out into the air instead of you breathing them in. Secondly, swim in chlorinated pools on occasion only. Just try to limit your exposure to it. Shower immediately before and after with natural soap. Pretty obvious to shower afterwards, get the chlorine off your skin, but even beforehand, it's good to shower because it gets the dead skin and sweat and things like that off of your skin, which can react with the chlorine to produce toxic agents in the water. So it's good to get those things off of your skin before you actually go in the pool. Drink plenty of non-chlorinated filtered water beforehand, before you go in the pool, so you're well hydrated, because chlorine definitely dehydrates your skin. Also consider wearing a mask and a snorkel to shield your eyes, and even a wetsuit if you're willing to go that far, but definitely some swim goggles to shield your eyes is probably a good idea. And then also get fresh air afterward so you don't continue to inhale the chlorine, and it clears out your lungs as well. So anyway, enjoy your summer and enjoy those nice swimming pools. But keep these things in mind, and you'll be a lot healthier as a result of it. Take care. Bye-bye.